Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
When that came out several days ago, I mean, it seemed like it took a lot of people by surprise. And talking with Councilmember Wyatt, it took him by surprise. What about you? Did that take you by surprise when hearing that there's no fluoride in the drinking water supply here in Buffalo?
It did take me by surprise. I think Council President hit the nail on the head the most. When you get a water bill in the mail, you're not reading the fine print. You're seeing how much the bill is. And especially as someone as myself, my bills are on auto pay. So I don't get any really formal correspondence until I get an email message that says, thanks for your $186 for your water bill. So I think correspondence, I think that we're actually hitting a part in the world where you can't just put something through snail mail and expect people to read it. So there has to be some form of communication, either through social media or the news, maybe a text alert or something that comes into not just mailboxes, but email boxes that properly notifies folks of those changes. And yeah, I was certainly taken back, and I actually, you know, did my own reading and reading up on it, and you know, the significance and the importance it is to oral health. And I think that a lot of folks are commenting and realizing that, okay, well, you don't need to drink from the garden hose. I mean, this is water that you're assuming using when you're brushing your teeth, or you're just grabbing to put a pot of coffee on, and what elements of fluoride that still remain through those various sources that we drink it through every single day.
Why do you think more people didn't know about this in 2015 when they started taking the fluoride out of the water supply? Why do you think that wasn't communicated as well as maybe it should have?
Yeah, I mean, there was clearly a communication breakdown, because, you know, even when I was going through, like, was this reported on? And I didn't see any reports to it. It just seemed to not be out there in the lexicon or in the vocabulary of people. And I think when it's something that's that significant, we really have to do your due diligence. And public education, some people think that it's easy. It's really, it is a noble job to properly notify the public, because when you're talking about the city of Buffalo and you're talking about the diversity of people, there's people that I represent that are, if it's not in the mail, they're not reading it. If it's not on the news, they're not seeing it. Or, you know, now with this new growing hybrid way of population of communication, it's did I get an email? Did I see something on social media? So public engagement now looks so much different than it did back in the day when everyone read one newspaper and everyone opened up the mail. So as we move forward in the world and have to make sure that we are informing the public, that we're coming up with creative ways to really reach everyone.
How else do you believe that they can be better informed? I know not everybody gets the mail, not everybody reads the newspaper or watches the news. I mean, just how do you think it could be better communicated going forward, whether it's from your leadership or somebody else in the city that can say, like, hey, this is what's happening, and you know, make sure people know about this instead of it being completely caught off guard?
Yeah, I think that at least the way I like thought about it, like how I would want that information sent to me first. And every single time that I go through my email and I do auto pay on my water bill, I would like something that says, before you pay, please read. And then it grants that you have to go through it, make sure that you're looking at it, confirm that you read it, and then get to your bill. I think that most people, if it's not something that stops you from completing a transaction, that people mostly will just overlook it. But if there's some form of metrics that we could use to engage people digitally throughout their bills, especially with more people going on auto pay, I think would be an incredibly important thing.
You said you read up on the fluoride being in the water and kind of the science behind everything. I mean, what did you learn, and is there anything that concerns you or anything that, you know, kind of stresses to yourself that this is a significant issue that needs to be addressed?
Yeah, while doing my own research, it's, you know, you have to decipher what's real, what's not, and go through the sources. I think that when the highlight that I saw was the importance of kids when it comes to fluoride and oral health to children. I think that there's more information that I'd like to be notified on or just educated on is, you know, can fluoride still have the amount that we need in water if it's purified through a Brita filter, if it's used through a coffee maker, if it's boiled? Once you do some form of, you know, heat or purity test to that water, does it extract all the fluoride out? And, you know, is that counterintuitive, you know, that we're naturally not going to have fluoride if those elements are taken out? But I think that we need to have a really good conversation with dental and oral, you know, surgeons to examine the appropriate amount of fluoride. And, you know, because there's Councilmember Rivera also did get, when he told me, because he did go on record first, that he also did get like maybe like some backlash from the other side that said, well, we shouldn't be putting fluoride in water. And there's kind of like a debate through folks of like if this is appropriate or not. So I think having a conversation and really getting down to the chemical balances of it and the agents of it from folks that can really talk on it and the importance it is in the water system, I think is something that we need to do.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.